In a 12-part series on the work of the public ministry entitled Best Job Ever, we hear about a product you can stand behind. I used to work in the corporate world selling a product I didn't believe in. It was a service most considered a waste of time, but I had to say it improved the quality of life. I ran numbers to get the most money out of customers we could. I trained employees to upsell everything, even when a product didn't work. All of it, official company policy, but in essence, lies. I don't need to name the company. Whatever you sell, someone will be disappointed. Nothing made with human hands lasts forever. Farmers remark that they don't need to play the lottery. I gamble every day. Many join the medical profession to better lives, but in the end, all men die. The Ten Commandments reveal that our temporal dealings with one another fall short of God's command to love our neighbor with perfection. Whatever temporal good you offer, the conscience struggles. What has man for all his labor? Ecclesiastes 2:22. But there is one full-time profession unlike the rest. Its policies aren't fabricated to drive company profits. Instead, every claim you make comes from Holy Scripture. 2 Timothy 3, given by inspiration of God, that the man of God may be complete. You have full confidence in the name you represent. As 1 Kings 8 says, there has not failed one word of all his good promise. Every good product you're assigned comes with eternal backing. Philippians 1, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it. This is the honor, quote, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God, unquote, 1 Corinthians 4, to preach and teach the good news of Jesus' name. When betrayed for 30 pieces of silver, the Son of God personally experienced how we sinners swindle one another. To human eye, it appeared the shadiest of business dealings, but from God's perspective, it was the great exchange of Jesus' righteous life for our sinful lives. You were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. 1 Peter 1. This gospel is a product you can stand by, one you can believe in for eternal life, one you can offer others with a clear conscience. In this sense, public ministers of Christ have the most to offer. Because Jesus died for the sin of the world, a preacher can proclaim an objectively true justification of the sinner before God, regardless who darkens the church door. Because Jesus rose again in triumph, a teacher can open young minds to all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge found in him, as stated in Colossians 2. Gospel labor changes individual lives for eternity, but it also transforms every other station in life. The words which flow from a called servant's lips equip all believers to embrace their own unique roles in God's kingdom. Consider Ephesians 4:12. No job you've had in life has been outside of his purview. If you've been disappointed in your line of work, you've been trusting in your own product. Faith in the gospel, though, embraces earthly labor as a personal calling to serve your neighbor so that in this cruel world, your neighbor might come to know God's love through your love. I have to marvel at the Spirit's work myself when former corporate workers reach out still today, years later, curious to hear and learn the Word of God. Don't Don't let the thoughts of the public ministry overwhelm you. If you find yourself intrigued by the idea of a profession with so much to offer, this is a noble desire indeed. Such curiosity is from God. Pursue it. Learn more. He promises to direct your steps. This article is written by Timothy Daub, pastor of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Hecla, South Dakota.